Welcome to the Zap Podcast. I'm Tech, and today we're joined by a special guest, Rexer.
Yo, what's up, guys?
You guys might know Rexer from the Help Chat. He's also a verified user, or I guess they're getting rid of that now, but he's a very prominent figure. Everyone kind of knows him on the platform. So just to start off, when did you join Zap?
I joined Zap for the first time, I think, in 2010, but I don't think I created an account until early 2011. My first account was actually named Fatty Ratty 23. That was literally the reg name, bro.
Why did you name it that?
Honestly, I knew you were going to ask that, but to be honest, I have no idea. Literally no idea.
Just what you were feeling as a kid?
Pretty much, bro.
But how did you find Zap in the first place?
I found Zap from a website called clubpenguincp.com. It used to be like a super huge website for Club Penguin cheats. That's how I found it. There was like an embedded chat inside of the website. And yeah.
So you went to that chat, and what other chats did you visit?
So after I found that chat, I started hearing from other users, like chats like Riffy888, Grazer's chat, TraxAP. Grazer8 is actually like a huge YouTuber now. I don't think you really know him, though. He owned TraxAP.
And what kind of chats do you go to now?
Right now, I visit Help Chat. I go to the development chat, zat.com/zat. I also sometimes go to like random chats. So like I'll go to like zat.com. I'll click on the language selector. I'll go to like Spanish. And I'll just visit a chat and just turn on my translator and, yeah, just chat what with about, random people.
What about Trade or Flirt?
Flirt, I rarely go there. I mean, sometimes I'll go if I'm really, really bored, but I don't ever type there. I literally just, you know, go and just watch what's happening. I don't really do much. Trade Chat, I go to Trade sometimes, you know, if I want to buy or sell stuff. Sometimes if I want, if I want to buy the new power, I go there and I'm like, hey, guys, buying this for... a million zats, and then, you know, I'll get some messages and stuff.
You got to keep every power, or selling the new power, or you don't even do that anymore. You don't even sell the new power.
Yeah, no.
Obviously, you've been on Zat for now over 10 years. Have you had any, like, crazy experiences back then, or, like, good or bad?
Yeah, I've had quite a few good and bad experiences. Back then, you know how people used to always claim to double powers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. So pretty much, believe it or not, I've fallen for that scam like 3 times back then when I was a lot younger.
Oh,
so, yeah, people would be like, hey, I'm doubling powers, PC me. And I would just blindly PC them. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, just throw in all these powers and I'll double them. At first, to gain their trust, they'd be like, here, put one power and I'll just show you how it works. And they'll put, like, one of their own, or they'll just, like, abuse, like, some sort of exploit and display two. And then after that, you'll just give them everything, and they'll act like they're going to duplicate it. But, you know,
yeah,
of course they won't.
I remember back then people were trying that, but something that people really were doing was they would just have you click a link, and they would grab your information, and they would hit you offline or threaten you or whatever, just to take your $5 worth of powers every day. Like, imagine, like, the volunteers at the time, like, the ticket system. Imagine how much BS and, like, everything they'd have to deal with.
Yeah, back then. I could only imagine. I feel like back then it was probably a lot to deal with.
I think a lot of stuff, people got away with a lot of stuff back then. Because there was just so much of it.
It's really hard to manage a huge community. I mean, like, you can only catch so much. Some people might, you know, get away with it. It's like that with any community, though. Like, you know, Discord and any other platforms.
So what are some good experiences you had back then?
So remember the chat that I told you about earlier? Club Penguin CP? CP Trackers? Yeah, so pretty much they shut down CP Trackers. And they opened a new chat called, I think, yeah, Club Penguin CP Tracking was the chat, the exact chat name. I ran it with one of the bloggers. His name was CalDog9. Me and him pretty much operated the chat. And it was a pretty big community that we ran. So, you know, it was a pretty good feeling.
You guys were, like, tracking mascots or something?
Yes, and just, you know, a general Hangout chat for all the Club Penguin users and players and stuff.
Yeah, I was heavily involved with the Army chats, and I believe that was a really big part of the Zach community. Honestly, when Club Penguin died, so did Zach, kind of. I mean, there was the announcement of, like, Flash shutting down and stuff, but there was a big hit on Zach that, like a lot of people were gone when Club Penguin shut down.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of factors to cause the decrease of popularity on Zat. But yeah, I mean, that is definitely one of the reasons probably why.
You have any good experiences of like people giving you free powers or...
You know what? I actually have a story. And it kind of goes back to the chat that I was talking about, CPCB trackers. So you know how I told you that chat got like shut down, right?
Yeah.
So probably like a few months or like maybe like a year or something after the chat shut down, I remember I visited there once and there was a guy called, like, I think his name was Myth. He had like a purple profile picture. I still remember that. And he would give me like random, he was just there and he gave me so much zats. I think it was like over 30,000 zats. And I kept asking for more and he would give me more. And thinking about it now, like, that's super like, that's weird. That's super sus and weird.
I remember there was a chat back then called Butler Service. And it was, like, so strange. It was, like, people who ran this chat, you'd go there and you'd request. You can only make, like, one request a day or something. But you'd be like, oh, I need to get this power. And they'd literally give it to you. Just the weirdest stuff. Like, just people just trying to be nice and helpful online.
Really?
Yeah, Butler Service. Shout out to anyone that remembers Butler Service. So obviously you remember a time when the site was thriving and full of life.
Yes.
Obviously it's now kind of different. And I mean, we can blame it due to two things. The database leak and Flash dying. And a lot of things have changed, and they're still trying to build the site after Flash has died. And they were working on the HTML5 site or chat, I think back in 2019, preparing for Flash to go away, and they're still working on it today. But how was it like back then, full of like life and users and stuff compared to now? And I'll tell you my opinion after.
Okay. Back then, it was really fun. You know, you'd go into any chat, and it would be thriving, full of people and stuff. Nowadays, I mean, you can find some chats that are still thriving, but it's definitely not as it was back then. The thing is, there's a lot of different communities. Like, the English side, it seems, like, you know, quiet. A lot quieter than it used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, some different languages are still thriving, like the Romanian language, Spanish. You know, there's a few language communities that are still thriving on Zet.
Yeah.
But, you know, nowadays, I mean, I still enjoy it, honestly. It feels nostalgic, and it still feels fun to go on. And I go on every day, you know, every day pretty much.
Yeah, Zet kind of is like I feel like it's a curse. Something about it is like... like, if you leave it for a long time, but once you visit again, you're going to keep coming back.
You get hooked right back into it. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but that is, like, in a way, addicting, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't get enough of it. You always have to come back.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the user base are introverts, and it gives people a way to interact and socialize. I'm an extrovert. I do enjoy the site, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I see why people can really get hooked on it. But as far as the site's life and how it used to thrive back then, there was all kinds of people from everywhere. And there was a lot of hackers back then. And I will say that back then was a lot more scarier and toxic because technology wasn't what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, it was so easy for people to just get your information, hit you offline, threaten you. There was all kinds of stuff going on that. It was kind of like a free-for-all, like, every man for himself, kind of. And like, obviously there's groups and people help each other out, but these days, even though it's a small community now, it's, I think it's easier for the volunteers and people, contributors and people helping with the site to really grab a hold of it. Whereas like versus back then, there was so much stuff that people got away with, bad stuff and whatever. Whereas these days it's a lot more moderated.
Yeah, I could agree. I mean, when there's such a large user base, it's really hard to keep track. It doesn't even matter if you have like 50 volunteers, like some people are going to get away with certain things, and you know,
yeah. Well, you think if it picks up in the future with a lot more users, you think it'll be still attainable to take control, or you think it'll get back to how it used to be?
I think it would definitely be possible. I mean, back then you have to also think about it. Like things weren't as the technology structured. Wasn't as everything wasn't as structured, and technology wasn't as, you know, it is today. Nowadays you have like AI, you have all these things. I feel like they could definitely implement some sort of system that could, you know, prevent certain things or help them with certain things. Like automation stuff.
Yeah, well, the thing is like they've made the HTML5 chats, but they're still trying to implement features, and we just recently got the games back, like Zombie Whack and some of the other games, Darts. I've been waiting such a long time for that, and we just recently got those back. Yeah, and it's been like what, 6 years? So it looks like Zat's working on putting old features back.
Mm-hmm.
But I do miss some stuff that they haven't put back. Well, something recently that they put back was when you send a message, you get a little green glow around your pawn. That's cool. But something I really liked, and I'm not even sure if they'll even bring it back, was the subscriber. If you were a subscriber, you could get profile animations on your profile picture. And like there was, like, I think, glitter or something. And then the very iconic one was the blood one, which was like dope, and you can like change the color of it to like green or whatever.
Yeah, I definitely remember those. The blood one was, you know, pretty cool. The glitter one, I can't remember. There was definitely more, but I honestly can't remember. Those are only two that I could remember. But I feel like, honestly, I have this thought that they will release it again, like eventually in the near future. Probably as like an ace rather than like a subscription thingy. I honestly have this feeling like they would do that.
I would honestly buy the Ace.
Facts, same.
I think one of them was like a sound thing. If you know what I'm talking about, it was like you know when you make noise on a recorder and the levels go up.
Yeah.
I think that was one of them too.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
But that was how I got interested in powers in the first place. I didn't care about powers until someone gave me days and I used the profile subscriber features for profile animations. Then I thought, I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Zat in 2024, like they haven't really done much updates to like certain things or whatever, but like you never see any websites with anything anywhere close to powers and stuff like that. The things that Zat has to offer, you can't really find on like Discord and stuff. Yeah, you know, Discord has like Nitro, they have these games as well, they have whatever, but just think about it, bro. Zat, like, it has so much more than Discord in a way. I mean you can argue otherwise because Discord has like certain games and stuff, but you know what's crazy also, you know something else that's crazy? Discord has like profile effects, they have games, they have all this stuff, but Zat came up with it first. Like Zat was literally the first chat room to have these types of stuff, which is crazy.
I also feel like Zat can't shut down. Like they're kind of forced to stay up as a chat service because of the powers. Mm-hmm. So many people invested so much money into that. It's like they can't get rid of it. Like they can't go nowhere.
Yeah, I don't think Zat is going to go down anytime soon.
700 powers or something? Like,
yeah, I think there's like 650 or something.
They're almost at 700?
Almost, yes.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, bro. It's insane.
I remember back when it was like 300, which is like insane. But So I noticed that when I embedded my chat recently on one of my websites a few days ago, on the day that I got 20,000 visitors, 20,000 people came to my chat. The issue is only a few of them talked. Barely any of them clicked the chat to activate it. So barely any of them even used it. They were just tunes that didn't even talk. I really feel like they should be adding a like a tutorial, like a welcome tutorial feature to chats for tunes. Like, hey, click here, and then this is how you edit your profile. They really should do something like that because otherwise I don't think people are going to use it.
I mean, I could agree. I do feel like it's kind of self-explanatory to use though. I mean, like everything's right in front of you. Like it's kind of obvious where you have to chat and where the user list is, where the chats are being sent. Whenever someone private messages you, like everything is so obvious. Like yeah, it might take a
Yeah,
little time to
but
get used to. But hold on, give me a second. Like look at
yeah.
Discord. Look at Discord. Look at like Twitter DMs. Look at any sort of DM service, any sort of messaging service. The chat is always located on the bottom left. And then the user list is always on the right side. And the chats are always like, right above the message thing. It's kind of obvious to use. It's kind of
Do you think
self-explanatory.
Discord kind of stole their ideas from Zat?
I definitely don't think that Discord really knew about what Zat was. Definitely a lot of similarities though, like the games, for example, the games idea, the profile effects. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that Discord has that Zat has to offer and that Zat came up with first. But yeah, like going back to, the formatting or whatever, like every chatting platform or every like messaging app is laid out almost the same.
So something about you is that you have a collection of IDs and different accounts just because you want some different IDs. Every time there's an auction, you feel like you're obligated to take something, like buy an ID or something. And I know that you have every power on a few of your IDs. I think one of them is a 999M that you just recently got. Congratulations.
Thank you,
How
thank
much did
you.
that one even cost?
That one costed 400,000 zats. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty expensive, I guess.
I'm waiting on a 69M. I'm just waiting on that one.
69M. That's being suggested right now since there's an ID auction that's gonna be live for Black Friday.
Well,
Yes, I've seen a few people.
my boy Matt's gonna get it for me. If 69M gets released in auction, Matt's gonna get it for me. So if anyone needs help getting an ID, hit up your boy Matt, reseller Matt. He's got
W.
you. But why do you feel like you need to have every power on multiple accounts that you don't even use?
It's
What's the
not
point?
really. It's not really that I need to, or like I feel like I need to. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like a hobby, or like just. I don't know. There's really no.
Materialistic.
All right, bro. Come on. No, there's no real reason behind it, honestly. I don't know. I was just bored one day, and I started like buying like every power. And then I was like, let me buy another one. Let me buy another one. Let me,
You
yeah.
should
And it repeated.
honestly, my best advice is to exchange your every power for Zats and just get as many 666s as you can, honestly.
Yeah, you've told me so many times. Get
I know,
666.
and
Get 666.
whoever's listening to this, you
Honestly,
know I'm right.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. I think he told me to buy it when it was worth like 7K, and now it's like what,
Yes, I did.
14K?
100% I did.
He kept telling me buy it, trust me, it's gonna go up in value, it's gonna go up in value, and I kept saying no, it's not gonna go up in value, I don't care, I don't want it, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? It literally skyrocketed, bro. That's
It's gonna
like,
go more. You don't even know, bro. It's gonna go more. Watch, 2025, let's
and
see.
now even though he tells me this, I'm like, no, it's not gonna go up higher, it's gonna go down, and watch, it's probably gonna go up, I don't know.
I'm shaking my head right now.
SMH.
Okay, so I noticed that, well, we all know that you're staff at Help right now, and you've been there for a while. When did you get staff at Help, and do you like being staff?
Originally I got staff on Help in 2018, and I think I gained both member and moderator in 2018, and then probably in 2019 I quit for a while because life stuff kind of got busy. And I think in 2022 I returned. I pretty much, started becoming active again. I wasn't really aiming to earn staff, but the opportunity was there, I guess, and I was like, why not? I was just there to help and just chat and stuff, but, you know, I guess I earned it by helping people. So I accepted it. It is what it is.
So you like helping people. So you like being staff.
I mean, I like being staff in the terms of, you know, keeping the chat clean, moderating things. Do I need to be staff? No, I think I would still be there helping people and chatting, even though if I wasn't staff. But yeah, I mean, it definitely helps me moderate the chat and, you know, keep it clean better.
Do you see yourself being staff there in the future?
Do I see myself being staff? I mean, yeah, I do. Even if I'm not staff, though, like, even if I decide, you know, eventually one day to resign, or I'd definitely still be chatting there. I'd still, you know, go on the chat, you know, make sure everything is going well, helping users, contributing to stuff, and yeah.
Right. So, as a viewpoint from a normal user that's not staff, in my opinion, when I see people trying to be staff, I see them as them really trying to become a volunteer in the future, which is invite only. But would you take up that opportunity to be a volunteer? Because I will mention Cheese, shout out Cheese, he's very interesting. I believe he's the only main owner at Help that I've seen that does not want to be a volunteer. And usually it goes hand in hand. If you're main owner at Help, you need to be a volunteer because you get special permissions for this and that. Mm. He even declined or removed the verification pawn. He felt like he didn't need it. He has a lot of pride. But do you see yourself accepting a volunteer invite? Because it seems like Cheese probably didn't.
Okay, well, before we even talk about that, Cheese, if you're listening to this, you are like a really great manager. So shout out to Cheese. But am I trying to earn Vol? I mean, not necessarily. I'm not necessarily, like, you know, trying to do anything. But, you know, if it does come, if the opportunity does come, I mean, of course, I would accept it. I like to help people out. But regardless, if I am volunteer or not, I would still, you know, contribute and dedicate my time to the community. And yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect for everyone that's involved in Zat and what they do.
Regardless. I feel like you already spend so much time already with the site that, I mean, I don't know if it would take up more time from being on the site and doing tickets and stuff, but I feel like you'd be fine at it, and maybe there is an opportunity in the future.
Yeah, but, I mean, like I said, I'm not really, it's not like I'm trying to actively earn it. I mean, if it happens, it happens. Right. If not, it doesn't matter. I mean,
the rules are it's invite only, so.
Yeah.
So, how successful are you at trading in the Zat marketplace?
I think I'm honestly probably one of the best traders on the website.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. You know, I sell things for really cheap and I buy things for really expensive. So I think, you know, I'm one of the best, bro.
Well, I think you got a lot of competition.
Probably. Probably, bro. I'm not going to lie. No, I'm really impatient with trade. Like, I sometimes I'll tell myself, okay, you know, I'm bored. I'm going to make a profit on this power or like whatever. And I end up just giving up like after 5 minutes and I just sell it for cheap.
Right. And a lot of people are on there. I mean, there's people who are on there that, I mean, back in the day, I guess, because they live in different countries where I guess third world countries or whatever. And it gives everyone the opportunity with trade. And they can make money from it and even make a living. I'm not sure if people even make a living anymore from that. But there's people who are on there all the time, every day. It's like a hobby.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on their economy. I feel like some people might still make a living. I mean, definitely people that like resell Zats and stuff are probably making a living, yeah. Some of them. Traders themselves, like trading powers and buying powers, Helium. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, there might be some. Actually, I'm thinking of one right now. I think they make a living on Zat, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm not really gonna name any names out of respect.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, when I'm on trade, like usually I like to do the new power. But people are so weird about the new power, like, and usually I'll just try to give a good deal so I can get it over with and sell it and make a little bit of a profit. Because I'm not trying to sit there all day like other people. It's because I got other things to do. I can't be doing that. But yeah. So What are your thoughts on the trolls that come to Zat?
My thoughts on the trolls, they are, yeah. I mean, they're annoying, just like, you know, the trolls on any other platform, like Discord, games, everything. Like, every platform is going to have your trolls. What do I think of them? Honestly, they don't really bother me. All you have to do is ignore them. Like, if they're trying to harass you, they're trying to, you know, mess with you or whatever, all you have to do is ignore them and they'll give up. They'll see, okay, this guy's not giving me attention, I'm done trolling them. And yeah, that's
it. They come all the time. And here's the thing. I believe there's a lot of trolls that are also normal users too, that like just go on tunes sometimes because they're bored.
I'm not sure. I mean, that's kind of speculation. I'm not too sure though. I mean, you know, maybe, maybe not.
Sometimes it's easy to like pick out like who a troll is or a tune by the way they talk.
I agree. There's some tunes that, you know, have some phrases or some specific words or just anything that they use that make them really stand out from the crowd. So I agree with that 100%.
And so there has been some, not drama, but some issues with the community. And I guess things are changing. I wouldn't say issues, but things are changing for the better. The verified pawn system, because you are a verified user. You do have a verified pawn.
Yes.
Respectfully so for your YouTube, but it seems like they're changing it to a supporter system for people with Zat websites or big active chats. And there has been, for the past few months, there has been people complaining and users complaining about the system for it, because now people who run big chats are getting this supporter pawn or the sky pawn. And recently, Kupum has released a forum post talking more about it and how it works, and it's still an evolving system. But a lot of people are complaining about it. People who are like former volunteers or contributors, they're complaining because they want it, and they think it's not fair still, and there's still kind of a little bit of drama. What do you think about this whole supporter system?
I'd say I'm pretty neutral. If it's managed properly, it can go pretty good, and I think it will be managed properly. I definitely see a lot of potential there. There's a lot of concerns that it's going to be handed to the wrong people and stuff, but do you really think that they're going to like just hand it out like that to random people?
Obviously not random people, but I think it'll be a system where like if you mess up or if you say something really bad or like people report you, you can get it removed, revoked.
I personally think that even if someone like shows any signs of like unprofessionalism or like just any sort of acting out, they should definitely have it removed. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like the pawn,
it should be something that's like you're representing the site as well. Like you're representing.
Yes, exactly. That's the word I was trying to find.
Yeah.
You're kind of like representing the website, and you should be positive. You shouldn't be negative. And because it can
I
make
know you're also, mentioning how they should put labels on profiles. Like if you click someone's profile or something, it'll say, it'll say supporting reseller or whatever.
Yes, I mentioned that on the forum. I think Cheese originally suggested that, or he suggested something similar to that. But no, yeah, they should.
I told Cheese that. I didn't know he posted on the forum, but I told Cheese that.
Okay, anyways, yeah. So when you click on a user, it'll be like reseller, admin, staff, volunteer, influencer. And it would kind of be bolded. So like, you'll instantly know, okay, this guy's an influencer. This is why he has the supporter pawn, and et cetera.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the drama was because people thought like it would be handed to the wrong people. But I don't think they're going to give it to just random people. I think it's going to definitely be given to people that are known and trustworthy on the website. And a lot of people were also mad previously, or like kind of annoyed, because there was no requirements posted on the forum. And I feel like they didn't really post them right away is because they were kind of just testing out the program. They were kind of testing it out, you know, seeing what would work and what not would, what wouldn't work. And they were kind of like coming up with a plan. So they already had like the idea there and everything, but they didn't really have the full requirements set in place. There's still no full like requirements or whatever, but they kind of made it very clear to everyone what they'd be looking for in terms of getting the pawn.
They should also make a wiki page for it and list off everyone that has it.
100%. I think eventually the verified page will just kind of redirect or be transferred into a new page for the new pawn. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely people that dislike it, and there's some people that like it. But yeah, I mean, you can never create something that everyone's just gonna love. I mean, obviously,
I like it. I think it's well deserved because previously the verified system was kind of ran by contributors, and personally, I have applied for it because I have some social medias with some followers and stuff, and I'm most definitely qualified. But I think there was a lot of bias opinions to it. And I think even though it might now, it'll be centralized for just the volunteers to decide, and there still could be a little bit of bias, I think it'll be a better system, because I think before it was just a mess, man. Like, they were giving it to people with social medias and then removing it from them, and then it was just weird. And not to mention that there was some people who, or accounts that have the verified pawn that weren't even listed on the page.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't really comment too much on the previous things you've mentioned, because honestly, I don't really know much myself. But as far as I know, I think, you know, if you get denied or whatever, they'd give their reasoning to why you got denied. And what was the last thing you said? What did you say before that?
Oh, that they were giving the pawn to people.
Oh yeah, okay.
And not listing them on the wiki page.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them were like test accounts or like people that like,
But they should still label it and say, you know, test account or whatever.
I guess, but I feel like it's kind of redundant to put them on a list when it's just a test account for like people that are working with Zet.
But it's different when they're active in the chats with us and you see them all the time.
I could definitely see that
being confusing. Rather than a hidden test account, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that being a little confusing.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, so this is the end of the podcast episode. Thank you to everyone that's joining. And Rexer, do you have any comments or advice or anything to the community?
I don't really have too much, but all I can say is... Zat has been a huge part of my life, and without Zat, honestly, I don't think I'd be exactly where I am today. So, yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you guys later.
Peace.